Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our very own John Rothstein joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, JR?
And you remember that. I believe that was the year that Ben Howland was coaching UCLA. They had come off the 14-win season because they had lost Drew Holiday, Darren Collison, all those guys. And then I remember being at that, you know, early season workout when they had a makeshift team for UCLA, but they wound up going to the tournament and winning the game.
Right. And I thought, damn, Rothstein really cares about this college basketball stuff. He's going places. Which you were, and I appreciated your updated text. I don't get him anymore, but I still consider you my friend. And I do consider
friends for life.
I do consider you Mr. College Basketball Insider. When I saw this story about this high school kid who got reclassified and ended up signing on with Duke, Marvin Bagley, I've seen highlights of him. I never saw him play a game or anything like that. And people whose opinions I trust tell me that he is far and away the best high school basketball player in the country. He's signed with Duke, but it doesn't mean he's necessarily going to be ready to go right at the start of the season for Duke. Explain what he's got to go through to get qualified to play this season. And if he does, how big a difference does he make to that Duke franchise?
Well, the NCAA has to clear Marvin Bagley III just like any other collegiate freshman. And obviously, up until a couple of months ago, he was planning to be a part of the 2018 class. Now he's reclassified in the 2017 class. From everybody I've spoken with, everybody expects him to be fully cleared for the start of the season. And what you have right now in talking to several high-profile college basketball programs that recruited Marvin Bagley is a player that will be a first-team All-American during the 2017-18 season, a player that has a chance to have an impact on college basketball next season the same way that Anthony Davis did for Kentucky in 2012 or Karl Anthony Towns did for Kentucky in 2015. I had Duke ranked seventh in the country before they added Marvin Bagley III with the talented left-hander. They're unequivocally number one.
Is he a big? The two guys you compared him to just there were KAT and Anthony Davis. From what I've read, at least in scouting reports, he's got a little bit more flexibility in his game, can play facing the basket. Not that those guys can't. Anthony Davis has become a real nice face-up player.
I want to preface this, Jody. I didn't compare him to Davis or Towns. I'm saying that's the type of impact he could have on the college game. I am saying if you're thinking about the type of impact right now, player-wise, okay, that Marvin Bagley could have on college basketball next year, think Chris Bosh in an augmented version.
Okay, that's the type of game that he has. Not only is he big, not only can he get to the rack and 6'10", 6'11", but he's got ability to play 20 feet from the hoop is what you're telling me?
Yes, face-up, left-handed player, really skilled forward, somebody who can stretch the defense, but again, somebody that has all the tools to be a first-team All-American, National Player of the Year, and also the number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft.
Yeah, that's he's going to restock the mock drafts for the upcoming year if he does get cleared to play. Another recruit that I wanted to get your take on, Nazarene Reed, Jersey kid, has cut his two teams down to Arizona and LSU. The new LSU coach has added a couple of real nice recruits, so he looks like he's made it ready to make his mark in the SEC and compete with Coach Cal there in Kentucky. How good a player is Nazarene Reed? How much of a difference would he make to an Arizona or LSU?
Well, Naz Reed I've watched for 3 years since he's been on the AAU circuit with the prestigious Sports U AAU program, the same AAU program that Carl Towns played for and several other talented college players. What you have right now is somebody with point forward-like skills at 6'9" and the ability to shoot the three. Now, here's something you have to look at. okay, when you're talking about Naz Reid. Naz Reid is dating a girl that is currently a student at LSU. That is the Tigers' hook in this whole process. Arizona is trying to sell him on the idea of playing with Javon Quinterly, another New Jersey player who recently committed to Arizona, but Will Wade and LSU are selling the fact that you can be the centerpiece of the front court in this rebuilding situation, and you can obviously still go to college alongside, you know, your girl. And Jody, you know me a long time. You know, there is very little that will take me away from college basketball, but there was at one point one young lady that got me to miss the 2006 NBA draft. My father was shocked, but at the time, you know, we're only human.
You and I both been there, done that, know exactly where you're coming from, JR. I wanted to see if you were able to get any above and beyond the information that came out. A couple of college teams touring in Spain last week when they had the problems that they had in Barcelona, as a matter of fact, took place at the hotel that a couple of the teams were staying at. Were any of the teams affected by it? Were there any issues for it? It seems that the teams were lucky enough to not be involved in any way, but that's a kind of eye-opening type experience that I'm sure they weren't planning on having when they decided to take the team over to Europe. It's supposed to be a growth trip and bring you together as a team. That wasn't what they bargained for.
No, and, you know, it's interesting, you know, from obviously following the situation closely, thank God all these teams are okay, but this obviously act of terror, Jody, happened right in front of Oregon State's team hotel, so that tells you, obviously, about how close these kids were to being right in the middle of what was another tragedy.
Yeah, and luckily no one was adversely injured and or affected, but we'll see how it plays once the season starts. From the to-be-determined category and potentially not good news, I guess there's been more investigation, more meetings being held for the North Carolina investigation with academic improprieties. I think this started that year that you were texting me from UCLA back in the early 2000s. This has dragged on for a lengthy period of time. Is there going to be any stance taken by the NCAA before this season starts for the defending champions, or are we just going to continue to wait and wait and wait and wait before we find out if NCAA is UNC is held to any specific standards?
You know, I think we need to wait and see what happens in the hearing. I mean, the biggest thing that has come out really over the last 5 years or so of when coaches and programs get into trouble is obviously the term lack of coach control. That is what Jim Calhoun dealt with at the University of Connecticut. That's what Larry Brown and Jim Boeheim and obviously Rick Pitino dealt with at Louisville. But, you know, from an academic standpoint, it's obviously going to be different because that's more similar to the SMU situation when they were dealing with academic fraud and there was a lack of coach control assigned to Larry Brown, and obviously he was suspended for 9 games.
Fair enough. So you think it will not be settled before the season starts?
I don't have a crystal ball right now, but I think we have to obviously find out really from the NCAA and from that hearing, does the NCAA feel that North Carolina had control, more specifically, obviously, Roy Williams, of the program when this stuff was going on? And was it going on before he got there, which is obviously 2003? So I don't want to speak on this terms, obviously, if I don't have the legal documentation in front of me.
Fair enough. All right, just a couple more quick questions for you. You mentioned you had Duke at number seeds in your very early preseason rankings, but you may have to re-figure that with the big addition of Bagley that could move them up. Who are your top three?
I have Duke 1, I have Michigan State 2, and I have Arizona 3. I think, though, this is the year, though, I'm saying this with supreme confidence, I look and I study, obviously, you know, schedules and makeups, and you look right now at the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is a top-heavy conference, and I have USC at number 2 in the Pac-12 and number 8 in the country going into the season, and UCLA is a top 25 team. Because of the cyclical nature of the Pac-12 schedule, okay, Arizona does not have to go to Southern California to play conference games at USC and UCLA this season. To me, that means that Arizona, without question, will win the Pac-12 regular season title. And knowing Sean Miller, knowing how he runs this program, To me, that means that Arizona has an excellent chance to be the number one seed in the West, which means they will play its first two games in the NCAA tournament in San Diego. And then where do they play the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight? The Staples Center. You add all of those variables up with the fact that Sean Miller told me over the summer that DeAndre Ayton, the 7-foot freshman for Arizona, will be the best player that he's coached since he's been at Tucson. I'm going on record right now. 2018 is the year that Arizona breaks through under Sean Miller and gets to a Final Four as the number one seed in the West.
That's pretty good handicapping right there by John Watt's team. All right, last one, our update guy, your buddy and mine, Joey Walla, wants to know, can his Seton Hall Pirates crack the preseason top 25?
Yeah, I have him between 15 and 20 right now, but I think when you look at Seton Hall, the big question is, who's going to play point guard for this team and get Kadeem Carrington off the ball? You look at the last 2 years. Part of the reason why Kadeem Carrington was so effective is 2 years ago, Isaiah Whitehead handled a lot of the point guard responsibilities, and last year it was Madison Jones. Can Seton Hall succeed with Kadeem Carrington as this team's starting ball handler? But regardless, when push comes to shove, they've got two all-Big East players in Carrington and Angel Delgado, who has an outside chance to be a first-team All-American. Should be three NCAA tournament appearances in a row for the Pirates.
All right, and Mr. Rothstein is a good follow on Twitter. At John Rothstein, save the H, J-O-N-R-O-T-H. S-T-E-I-N. What will you be tweeting later as far as fine cuisine goes? Because not only will Rothstein give you tidbits about college basketball, he'll also tell you on the best places to eat, where he gets out and about, where he consumes massive amounts of quality food. Will you be tweeting on a fine restaurant later tonight?
Absolutely. I'm right now on Madison Avenue and 59th Street. I'm meeting five people at Lavo at 7:30, but I've been on a bit of a health kick since July 4th.
Are you lying? Don't lie to the people. You can't lie on national radio. That's not allowed. You're never on a health kick.
I have had no pizza, no pasta, no beer, and no dessert since July 4th.
Get the hell out of here. I don't believe you, but you haven't been tweeting. I thought you'd just been leaving it out, but you're saying tweeted these great.
I have been on a health kick. I just stopped at the Four Seasons to have a drink before I got on with you, and I had some spicy almonds, and I felt like I was cheating on my diet.
All right, I'll believe you. JR, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks. You know we'll be talking plenty when the season rolls around. I thought we'd have a nice little preview August spot. Thanks for hopping on, big guy.
Always great to visit with you, my friend.
That's John Rothstein, College Basketball Insider, CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.